Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio, a home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration. Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm the curator, DJ Frederick. If you love crate digging, then come on down to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're always open for business. Finding 45s, 33s, 78s, reel-to-reels, and cassette tapes, you will find them all here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, we started off Radio Thrift Shop episode 604 with a gentleman named Dick Podolor. He is a prolific session musician and audio engineer who also recorded under the name of Richie Allen and went on to be the producer for many Three Dog Night LPs. But we heard Samoa, released in 1958 on Radio Records. And then, beautiful song Ebb Tide, originally written by Robert Maxwell and interpreted by Reggie Young, and that was released on MOC Records. All right, let's keep digging into the crates and see what we discover.
Street, walked and worn by shoeless feet, in silence long and so complete, watched by a shivering sun. Old eyes in a small child's face, watching as the shadows race through walls and cracks and leave no trace, and daylight's brightness shone. Hard and frosted glass, gazing at the swollen mass on concrete fields where grows no grass, stumbles blindly on. Iron trees smother the air, but withering they stand and stare through eyes that neither know nor care where the grass is gone.
The days of Pearly Spencer. Almost run.
Pearly, where's your milk white skin?
skin. What's that stubble on your chin? Buried in the rot gut gin. You played and lost, not won. You played a house that can't be beat. Now look, your head's bowed in defeat. You walk too far along the street where only rats can run.
The days of Pearly Spencer. The race is almost run. The days of Pearly Spencer.
From a 45 released on Coal Mine Records, that was the In Motion Collective with Jesse's Jing. Before that, really classic tune, Days of Pearly Spencer by David McWilliams. And we started off with Tom and Jerry, and Green Onions. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging and discovering all kinds of cool music from the past century of recorded sound.
This is Bird Note. Birders in cities sometimes joke that they mostly see pigeons. But if you're waiting for a train in San Francisco, you might also see something unusual. A big bird with a serious job. His name? Pac-Man.
I got Pac-Man about 7 years ago. He's a captive-bred Harris hawk.
Vahe Alaverdian of Falcon Force, along with Pac-Man, have partnered with San Francisco area transit authorities to deter pigeons from El Cerrito del Norte station, where the situation had gotten dire.
When we first started, they were sitting on the signs, they're sitting on the concrete ledges, and their droppings are all dripping down, and it's a huge health hazard inhaling pigeon droppings.
This form of pest management involves having a trained bird of prey fly around the area to frighten, not trap or kill. Pigeons have a homing sense and might not wise up to trapping, while poison can have ripple effects on everything from local pets to plants and wildlife.
There's no euthanization in this process. We're completely a sustainable pest management. It's a predator-prey relationship, and the prey species have no choice but to take off and find refuge somewhere else.
Hawks like Pac-Man have to be captive bred, and they start training at 16 to 20 weeks old. They spend 2 weeks training, then keep practicing throughout their lives. Pac-Man has a close companionship with his trainers.
It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship that we have going with these raptors. The positive impact of it speaks for itself, and it's a beautiful thing. What can I say?
For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
And now on YouTube, oh, the technology.
Thank you. Have you done your share of coming down on different things people do? Have you been aware you got brothers and sisters who care about what'll happen to you in a year from now? Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land they'll be giving away when we all live together. Have you paid your dues? Did you read the news? Printed in your paper when it landed in your yard? Do you know their names? Can you play their games without losing track and coming down a bit too hard? Maybe I'll be there to say
sort of a mysterious record. Band called Liberty with a cover of the Guess Who's Share the Land. And literally, there is no other information on the record itself. With the exception of what I'm assuming is the catalog number, UR1712B. Oh yeah, and it's on the Freedom record label. Okay, if you dig that one up, please let me know. That sounds like it's a very cool, very scarce record. And before that, we heard a reissue of a 45 by Dave Hamilton, Can You Dig It?, originally released in 1970. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're digging for musical treasures here at the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments, requests, anything you'd like to hear on future broadcasts, please feel free to email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Thank you.
This is Bird Note. A flock of hundreds of parakeets swirls into a deep ravine in Argentina. The ravine sides are riddled with thousands of small holes, the nest holes of an enormous colony of burrowing parakeets. The parakeets excavate deep nest tunnels in sandstone and limestone cliffs high above a river or the coastline. The colony's many tunnels zigzag and interconnect, creating an intricate labyrinth. Their nesting colonies are among the largest of any parrot. One in Argentina has 70,000 birds. Burrowing parakeets are big and slender, a foot and a half tall, with long tails, golden green wings, and yellow underparts marked with orange. Above ground, they roam in search of seeds and fruit over dry, open country in Chile and Argentina. Once a common sight, they've declined due to human activities, including land development and being treated as an agricultural pest. The large flocks sleep together in trees or in their nesting burrows. Just before sunrise, they leave the roost and gather en masse to forage over the countryside. Soon, the flock is on the move, their raucous calls filling the air. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rummel.
Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. In this new format, I'm focusing on 30-minute programs recorded occasionally and edited for broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. So if you love crate digging, then come on down to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Dave Hamilton from Detroit on a 45 that was recently reissued by Coal Mine Records. That's Ain't It a Groove. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio. We're going to dig into the crates, forgotten 45s, cover songs, library music. We're going to spin some 33s, 45s, some scratchy 78s. Play some classic cassettes and CDs. Yeah, we're going to hear classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, country, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the show.
That's Dusty Nile and his steel guitar with Country Soul. And before that, the Hitchhikers, one of many groups known as the Hitchhikers. A tune called 5-to-1 released on HH Records from Indiana. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and if the radio is playing a forgotten song, it's probably on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A single fish that's only 2.5 inches long doesn't usually generate much excitement. But a juvenile chum salmon found off the northern coast of Alaska created some scientific buzz. It suggests that the species is expanding its range northward in response to our warming climate. Many species are moving to find comfortable temperatures, from insects to birds to fish. Chum salmon is one of many species of Pacific salmon found along the coasts of the northern United States and Canada. Some of the species have started expanding deeper into Arctic waters and spawning in rivers in northern Alaska. Adult chum salmon have been seen in some of those waters as well. But scientists haven't been sure whether that meant the species was actually expanding its range. To be sure, they needed to see evidence that chum salmon were reproducing in that area. And that's where the little guy came in. It was caught in 2017. Scientists analyzed its DNA to confirm its species. They then examined its otolith, a small bony structure in its head. It's made of layers, like the rings in a tree. Each layer holds information about the conditions in which it formed. That helps biologists trace the fish's origin, development, and movements. The chemistry of the otolith suggested the juvenile had hatched in the Mackenzie River of northern Alaska, a place where no chum had been seen to hatch before. So that's an indication that chum salmon are shifting north to find comfy waters. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thinking of my old hometown. mine. Oh, there's someone waiting there with silver in her hair, the one we should never forget. And there'll soon come a day when I'll be on my way back to the hills of so dear to me, where the mountains watch the towns beyond the sea, and the dear old mother is waiting, praying night and day, back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, there's someone waiting there with silver.
From a dusty 45 by Phil Eddings, that was the Okeechobee Stomp, released on Tom Tom Records in Florida. And Okeechobee is, of course, where my favorite radio station is located, WRMI Radio Miami International, where every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, you can hear another one of my radio projects, Imaginary Stations. It's something different every single week. Before Phil Eddings, we heard Eddie D and the Sputniks with Back to the Hills of Tennessee. And we started off with Admirable Bird and The Stealin' Chimes. All right, let's dig back into the crates and see what we're going to drop the needle on.
did you see me walking down the street? And I start to cry. He said to me, walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me be. But because it's time I see you, I break down. So if I sing broken and blue, walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride is all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye.
Seriously dusty runout groove. That was Alpha and Omega Inc. with Look of Love and Walk On By. And before that, we heard The Countdowns with Lost Horizon, released on Summit Records in Somerset, Pennsylvania. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to The Forgotten Songs on Radio Thrift Shop. Musically, we explore the road less traveled every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here at WSCS. Well, I hope that you enjoyed the tunes. Thank you so much for listening, and wishing you many blessings.